Like bounding chains.
Yes, how
bounding chains.
Yes.
Bounding them. Okay? I know what it's like to be bound in chains. I know what it's like. It's an awful thing. Terrible. The worst problem in my life is my father's third child. Me. Worst problem in my life. Never had a greater enemy than myself.
Right.
Never, ever had a greater enemy than myself.
Amen.
A preacher taught me one time. He said, "You, I want you to write a note. Put it on your mirror." I used to run a shop, a manufacturing shop. I put it on the men's mirror in there. People, they walk out like this. You know what it said? "You are now looking at the person who is most likely to destroy God's perfect plan for your life."
Amen.
All right? Who's probably going to destroy your life? Probably you.
That's right.
You don't blame it on everyone else.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Oh, mama dropped the cookie jar and she blamed me. I never got over it. Okay? Never got over it. Now, let me tell you something. We got some people in here. If you heard their life stories, you'd have trouble not to weep.
Yeah.
You'd have, there's been some awful things that have happened in their, I mean, terrible things that have happened in their lives. I can't undo what got done.
That's right. Yes, help us.
I just know you can sit around and cry in your beer the rest of your life, and you'll stay in the same misery you're in.
That's right.
Hey? You know, I've raised 7 boys, 8 children. I thank God that 6 of them did everything they could to be here this week. One of them has got a little boy about 6-7 years old, crippled with a virus. His mother's so afraid of this COVID thing. I mean, crippled. I mean, the boy limps right now. And it's not that COVID thing. It's just, she's terrified of it. Can't be here, okay? Got another boy, changed his life, okay? Not ready to be rejoined to the family. But I thank God that I got 6. We've gone to great length to be here. I thank God for that. But some of them are bound, still in chains. Still in chains. Living in the preacher's house. Waking up clean. Going to bed clean. But still bound in chains. It's been my burden in the ministry to deal with people who, when the Spirit of God first showed up to deal with them, shook him off. Shook him off. Said in the book of Proverbs, "When I came to you, you wouldn't hear, and now I laugh." My wife brought me that verse after she got saved, said, "This was me. That's why I could never get saved all those years. Because when he tried to save me, I wouldn't have him."
Yeah.
I've got children, I sat in services when they shook off the Spirit of God. Shook him off. I watch them and they crawling up to that altar, begging God to deal with their soul. And you want to know something? Sometimes they'll ask me if I'm reprobate. What, you want to know something? If you were, you wouldn't worry about it. It wouldn't bother you for 5 seconds if you were reprobate. Alright? You'd go out there and join them sodomites and do all that kind of stuff, and you'd be marching against the flesh. You'd just be a reprobate. The proof you ain't a reprobate is the fact that it bothers you.
Yes, amen.
Okay? It bothers you. You know, we got a lot of young ladies in this church. When they first went to kindergarten, the girls brought out their little dolls and played with parasols, pretty little dresses. They couldn't do that. Nobody ever gave them pretty little dolls. Nobody ever put a pretty little dress on them. Came home to hell. Came home to just hatred and misery. Came home to every sorrowful thing that's ever happened. I got women in this church that can tell you what it's like to be defiled by their daddies, defiled by their stepfathers, defiled by their brothers, defiled by their uncles. They can tell you all that kind of stuff. And they bear the sorrow and they bore the shame of it, and it hurts. By the time they were in the 2nd or 3rd grade, some umpire was yelling, "Strike 3, you're out. You'll never be one of anybody else. You'll never be one of them." And I thank God that he has put some of those ladies in this church. And let me tell you something. They're ladies. I mean ladies. They can't hide their tattoos. Those are done. It's over. But you want to know something?
They're ladies.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You know something? That can't be hit either.
That
can't be hit. You know why? Because the great God of Israel is in this mood to do miracles.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He's of a mind to save people and do tremendous things in their lives. And I thank God for that.
Yes, thank you.
We got some people. Let me tell you, we got all sorts of folks here tonight. We got folks that have been in Christ Jesus many a long year. Oh, I thank God for them. Mm-hmm. Brother Hayne, you get up there and you start preaching. I just love that. Okay? I think everybody here just loved what that man had to say.
Right.
Brother Harvey, Donnie Harvey, talking about coming up and being in God and the glory and the joy and the hope in God. What a wonderful thing. We got some people here.
Well, they've been saved 6, 7, 8, or 9 years. That's not long.
They haven't been saved a long time. They haven't seen all the devil's tricks yet. And yet they're out there. And every once in a while they get the glory. They call me and say, Pastor, it's just such a glory. This life.
Amen.
This life, it's just its own reward. It's just its own reward. That's the joy of salvation. It is its own reward.
Amen.
It's such a glory to have Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's such a glory to have the chains fall off and your heart free and to go forth and to follow Him. What a glory. It's just a wonderful thing to have happen in your life.
Amen.
And then I have people in here still broken.
Yes.
And you want to know something? I love you. Yes. I'm so glad that you come into this church. I'm so glad that you come here. Looking for the things of God and looking for this great God who can save. Glad of that.
Yes, thank you.
And then I have some in here who cannot see that it's all phony. They can't see it. I worry more about them than any of them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I do.
Yes, sir.
But Donnie, you talked about those 10 virgins. How does a lost person get their lamp full of oil? That's God preparing them. That's what He's doing. He's preparing them. Okay? He prepared them. It used to be when a young man graduated from high school in the United States of America, he was already prepared. He believed in his president, his flag, his God. He believed in all that stuff. Okay? And he was ashamed when he committed sin. Okay? Ashamed when he committed sins. And somebody would come and talk to him about this great God, Jesus Christ, and salvation. Oh, they'd crawl to that God, so glad to hear him. And nowadays, today, people are like Job's sons-in-laws. It's kind of mock. What is that? What are you talking about? Come on, Pops, you've been living like we've been living. What's going on? You know why? Because the average Christian crawls out of that sewer of the world, comes into church, and then wants the kids to live like they're doing for that hour in church, not like they're living for 167 hours out there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay?
Sir, Pastor.
So the kids make that little profession.
Yep.
Okay? Which don't mean squat to nothing.
That's right.
Okay? It doesn't mean anything, doesn't change you, hasn't done anything in your life, just left you the fool that you are, the unclean person like you are, and that's all it's ever done. Then God sends some of you here. There's going to be a presence of God. I read behind an old preacher who said in the 40 years in his ministry they had four harvests. In 40 years they had four harvests. He said, what do you mean by that? He said, times when the power of God just came upon my church and people were crawling to that altar for salvation. And he said, sometimes we went as much as 10 years in between. You ever go fishing when the fish didn't want to bite? I don't care what lure you got. I don't care what bait you got. I don't care what pole you got. You can't make a fish bite. And then 20 minutes later, some kid will walk up, throw a buttercup in the creek. But the fish will take it, you know? And you couldn't help but catch fish, all right? And he said there were
four different times in his ministry where that happened.
Then 10 grueling years where you'd sow and you'd work. And he says, not that nobody got saved, but there were so few and far between. I believe that there's times when the power of God comes upon a church and a ministry.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that that's going to happen in the Black Creek Baptist Church. And I believe when it happens, you better have oil in your cup. And I believe some of the people who've been sitting here pretending they're saved, their cup's going to be dry.
Yes, sir.
There's not going to be anything left in that lamp. Nothing. Because they've never prepared. Book of Luke says one of the strangest things you'll ever hear. If you've been raised good in Christianity, he says something, talks about the sower in the field. And he talks about the seed that fell on the good ground. He's talking about a lost man, and he said it was a good heart. He said it, didn't he? It's a lost man, he said it was a good heart. How did a lost man get a good heart? Because his God worked in that heart. His God sowed in that heart. His God threw the rocks out of that heart. His God pulled the weeds out of that heart. Okay? His God prepared that heart. When the seed landed in it, it was a good heart. It was good ground. And I believe my God's trying to do a little bit of that.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Trying to get some of these hearts good.
Brother Cliff, you just keep this meeting going. You're doing a great time.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You did a great job.